Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I proceed with my discussion of your health or your funeral, I want to again urge you, if you have not already done so, to get in the order for my large free book that is mailed to everybody absolutely free and without obligation upon request. All I can do is to put this information in your hands free without obligation and leave it to your own good judgment as to whether you will take the advice given or leave it alone. This book tells you how to be examined, tells you the symptoms and treatment of many diseases common to men and women, and it is born of many years of experience, nearly 25 years in a study of human ailments. And I'm glad to place this literature in your hands, and it doesn't cost you anything, and it doesn't obligate you any way. And when I've done this, I have done my duty, and my conscience is clear, and I leave it to your own good judgment whether you are going to take the advice given or leave it alone. All I can do is tell you what to do and then leave it to you to make the decision. May I digress a moment and say again that health is wealth, and that if you have good health, a good healthy mind and a good healthy body, that the things that you need are possible for you to attain. While with bad health, you don't enjoy life, you can't enjoy what you have, and your earning power is greatly reduced. So let me urge you to safeguard your health as your most valuable earthly possession. And let me put this free book in your hands, and these free examination blanks, and these free coupons. No obligation. Just placing this good literature in your hands free of cost, without obligation, so that you may be informed about your health and your disease. And then I leave the decision with you. And don't forget that neglected disease means misery and unhappiness, and that a pure, healthy body causes you to be a happy and wealthy person, providing you use your attainments. Ladies and gentlemen, before I proceed further with my talk at this time, I want to again urge you to take advantage of the many good things that we're offering you in the Brinkley Hospitals in Little Rock, Arkansas, without any cost or obligation to you. For instance, the large book that I'm offering to send you free of charge without obligation is well worth a stamp for you to write us. And the examination blanks contained therein should be filled out promptly by you and returned to us at once for our opinion, which places you under no obligation whatsoever. We want to work with you. We want to help you to be healthy and happy. Mrs. Brinkley and I appreciate our listeners over this station. We appreciate our friends out yonder in Radio Land. We visualize you sitting around your radio receiving sets, having our voices tuned in to your home. And I know from the letters that I receive that what Ms. Brinkley and I tell you is appreciated by thousands of people. Therefore, we have a sincere desire to help you and assist you with your problems of health. We're glad to mail you the literature without cost to you. We ask you to read it and make your decision. You can go downhill and become poverty-stricken and lose everything you have by allowing the disease to get a foothold in your body, causing you to spend money with one doctor, with another hospital, here, there, and everywhere, gradually using up your lifetime savings. We want to reach you and straighten you out and get you on the road to good health before your disease has reached such an advanced condition that your body cannot be saved from destruction.